See. MOOCs. The early 2010s saw an interesting shift in the world of higher education. This change was due to the increased popularity of massive open online courses, or MOOCs. Unlike many university programs, most MOOCs are short courses that focus on a specific skill or area. The main emphasis is employability. Many people take MOOCs to gain knowledge in a certain field so they can advance their career. Access to course content is often free, but students may have to pay for testing. When MOOCs were first introduced, many people thought they would soon replace traditional university offerings. While MOOCs have not done this, they have had an impact on higher education. Now, many universities offer MOOCs in addition to their classroom-based courses. Also, universities that offer MOOCs have seen greater student numbers both on campus and online.
Questions. Number 17. What is the main focus of most MOOCs? Number 18. What is one thing we learn about MOOCs? D. Genes and taste. Genetics plays an important role in people's food preferences. Certain genes can affect people's sensitivity to sweet, sour, and bitter foods. So-called bitter genes, for example, make people sensitive to bitter foods. It is thought that these genes developed in early humans to help people detect poisons and prevent them from eating potentially dangerous plants. These genes can still be found in people who dislike bitter green vegetables. Manufacturers already produce food items with flavors that vary from mild to strong, such as coffee and chocolate. In the future, manufacturers may be able to develop foods that can be altered to suit people's genetic dietary needs. Although more research is required to see how genes affect people's preferences, such products could help people in weight loss programs, for example, and they may even be effective in helping prevent disease.
Questions. Number 19. Why did bitter genes likely develop? Number 20. What might some food manufacturers do in the future?